It's fancy stuff. I wouldn't have minded something like this when I was a teenager. You say there, Andy, that I'm with a couple of special guests. Obviously, Howard is a special guest as well. But I'm also with Alison and Vinny, Jess Ennis's parents.
Hi.
Hello, and thanks for talking to us. And you are down to celebrate this place. I mean, talk to us about your impressions of it.
Well, I've just got here, but I'm amazed by what they've achieved, because obviously we lived about a minute away from here. And Jess and Carmel used to come down here all the time, and there was nothing really. We had to supervise them. So to have this facility right in the heart of Sharrow is really good for all the young people around. Well, the whole community, really.
You've just said, Vinny, you used to play with her on that little bit of green space outside. It looks a bit more fancy now. They've got rid of the shopping trolley.
Yeah, well, it's a lot better now. But, we used to come down here and play football and ride bicycle. Yeah, because we only used to live across the road. But, yeah, and they've done a fantastic job for the bit I can see. Yeah.
I mean, what was their stuff in those days when Jess was getting into her sport, when she was starting to find her feet in terms of that stuff? What were their facilities like this? Was there the right kind of nurturing for her?
There wasn't in the local area.
Anything, no.
And to be fair, we were lucky that we had a car that we could take her down to Don Valley, and not everybody had that luxury. So to have the facilities right in the heart of the community, I think, is really inspiring for young kids to get them motivated.
I've got to ask you, because we're talking about this, how do you feel about Don Valley going?
Oh, I'm really upset about it, actually, because if it weren't for Don Valley, there probably would be a Jess, but you don't know. And I'm really sad that it's gone, because I've speak to a lot of family whose kids, they're a bit young and they're looking forward to try and be like how Jessica were as a kid. So we just have to wait and see what it ends up like.
What are your memories of that place? What was the first time that you went?
The first time I went with me and Alison to Jessica and Carmel down there, and it was fantastic. And plus before, when they had the student game, but I didn't go to any events of the student game. But when we went, kids loved it, and there were a lot of kids, and Jessica really excited about it. Carmel loved it because there were a lot of chocolate machine and things like that. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
So what do you think of the proposed replacement?
Woodburn Road. Mm. I mean, I think if they get the facilities right, as long as they've got something in the city for an outdoor track, I mean, that's the important bit, that they've got enough of an outdoor track for people to go to and it's accessible to everybody.
Yeah. I've got to ask you quickly, how have the last 12 months been for you?
The last 7 months have been amazing.
The bit before that was a bit nerve-wracking.
The build-up was a bit stressful, very tense and stressful, but yeah, we're just so happy that she's managed to achieve her biggest dream, and that it all went to plan, and it was just fantastic.
Because every time Jess speaks to Radio Sheffield, she stresses how important her family and her friends and the support around her is. Has that relationship changed at all, or is it just the same as it always was?
Still, in fact, it's even worse now, because in time she goes away, she leaves the dog with me. But yeah, it's still the same. You've still got to be there.
You never get rid of your kids, Dan.
No.
You don't really get them.
No,
off,
but yeah, it's fantastic. It's been a fantastic year. The last few years have just been great.
Yeah,
I think parent support is really important in the early years. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you're there and you're encouraging your children to keep at things, and then as they become older, you pull out a bit, and then other people take, they become more independent, I suppose.
Yeah, so now that she's got people like a coach and things like that, you're more of a... I mean, you must still be important in her.
Oh, very important.
I hope so. I think she runs by ideas with her and her thoughts, and she checks things out with her. We're there for practical things, But she's a grown woman now, She runs her own life.
So how much time does she actually spend in Sheffield? I mean, we hear about her walking her dogs in the in the woods. How much time does she actually spend here?
She's in Sheffield all the time, week. I mean, she goes to other, maybe Leeds or sometimes Loughborough to train every so often, but she trains in Sheffield every day. She lives here, she walks a dog here, shops here, so...
Is she likely to be spending more time in Leeds, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
What you mean with Don Valley clothing?
Yeah.
No, I think before they've closed it down, they'll refurbish. Woodburn Road. So I'm just hoping to see that they do a good job of the facilities, because Don Valley got indoors and outdoors, and they were fantastic.
So she's feeling positive and you're feeling positive for the future.
Get on with it. You have to deal with it, innit?
No point sitting down and moaning about it. Just get on with it.
I've got to ask you finally, you say you live just around the corner from here. I mean, what kind of area was this at the time?
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was a proper community.
Strong sense of community. Yeah. Everybody knew each other at the school. Mm. And it's only as the kids got older that I probably came out of that community a bit more. But while the children are young, it was a fantastic community. They'd all play on the street together. I mean, we walk around here and see people that we've known 20 or 30 years, and it's just, I love it. I love this area.
Yeah. So. But nice to come back and see something like this. I'm passionate about the school as well. So you're going to have a wander around and see some of the facilities possibly tucked into the buffet.
We will.
Thanks very much for talking to us. I've got to ask you quickly, Howard. It must be nice to invite people like this along and feel so much positivity about this place.
Yes, I'm really glad that Bill and Alison have been able to come. Sorry, Vinny and Alison have been able to come. We're also expecting Kyle Walker's mum, Tracy, and his grandma as well, because he was coming, but unfortunately Tottenham got drawn away and he's still in Switzerland at the moment.
Which shows how well he's doing, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's been, well, the pair of them, for two superstars who have come out of an area within probably 200 yards of each other, it's absolutely amazing. I don't think we make enough of it, to tell you the truth. Mm. You know, I think people take Kyle Walker and Jess for granted, probably not Jess so much, because she really is a megastar, you know what I mean? Publicly, but with Kyle, I mean, you know, Kyle came off the Lansdowne estate. Yeah. It was we sort of discovered him and sent him off for training to Sheffield United, and then didn't see him for about 11 or 12 years, apart from playing our street kick game, you know. So, and here he is playing for England.
So an opportunity to celebrate some of the past successes of this area and possibly some of the future ones, Andy. I wonder if they will be in our midst today.
I have absolutely no doubt, Dan. Thank you very much indeed. There's Dan.